Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Orlaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best known works of poetry in Australia, by Dorothea McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking. These are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Ayers Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you'll be greeted with a friendly, "G'day mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. And now, please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture titled The Best Way to Treat Each Other, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Brisbane, Australia, on March 19th, 1993.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
Sometimes we practice, but then we're too proud of our practice. That's also not good. Yeah, understand what I mean? And then because we're too proud inside, we go out and put our air on, and so make people uncomfortable. So this is also a lesson for all of us, yeah? Just be natural, yeah? Practicing this way of life is actually a very natural thing to do. We are here on earth because we have to exercise our supreme power to bless the world. If we don't do it, we have to come back again until we learn it. We learn that we have to do it. We must do it. It's our duty as human being. So whatever we do it, it's nothing big deal. Understand? Just like you finish high school, you go to college, nothing big deal. But if everyone else who doesn't want to go to college, it's all right with us. If I'm a king, of course I will force people. Everybody vegetarian and Kuan Yin method, 2.5 hours a day, otherwise expire them. Yeah, there were such kings before, yeah? In the whole kingdom, people practiced virtues. That is in the olden, golden age, yeah? People lived thousands of years and in harmony with each other, and they have hello, right, on their head. And then sometimes have miracles healing for themselves, and not many people sick or dying of young age. And now we're decreasing of age, of health, of intelligence, of abilities, and no hello whatsoever. except a few who practice Guanyin method. Therefore, sometimes, because these things are very rare, therefore it becomes precious. Otherwise, in the golden age, everyone has it. So now, suppose we see Jesus with a halo, Buddha with a halo, bright light around them. It was because they are rare species, rare being, came from the golden age back here to teach us. Yeah. Normally, we all should have it. Yes. I don't know what's the difference between me and you. Sometimes you tell me I have it and you don't have it. And I don't know why. Perhaps you have forgotten your glory. That is all. And I have not forgotten in my subconsciousness. Yeah. That's the only reason. Huh? Otherwise, I don't know the reason. I don't know what I have that you don't have. Even now, we only offer to the people what we do and do not even condemn anyone who doesn't do. But because we have it open, open lecture, and therefore thousands of people come. Only those people with high level of consciousness, even if you speak a few sentences, they immediately know it. That is okay. Understand? That is all right with them. And they will come and practice with us. These are rare souls, advanced souls. Our other people need a longer time to ponder over what we say to them. Sometimes you talk to people with a good level of education, or maybe a good knowledge about the Bibles or the Buddhist sutra or any other religious sutra, and you will be surprised to hear what they are saying, and you can't believe they are such a person. Understand? That they are so attached to one or two or three sentences in the Bible or in any Bibles, and then just hang on there and never move away from it. Understand? Never move above it or away from it even. You'll be surprised, but that's the way it is. Otherwise, our earth would not be called earth. It would be called heaven. Understand? Or the kingdom of God. Then we don't need to seek any other kingdom of God. If everyone is like that, then I will resign my job. Yes, and go out and plant vegetables. Yeah? Pitch my tent next to a river. Yeah? And write my poems and draw pictures, or just idle my times away. Yeah, I'll do anything I want, you see. Because the world, we cannot change so rapidly. Therefore, we practice, yeah? And at the same time, we bless the world, and then we aspire for a better world after we leave. More suitable to our mentality, more suitable to our ideal, yes? And then we finish our job here, we bless our earth while we are here, we help the people who come in contact with us, we rescue our 5 or 6 or 7 generation and all the friends that we love, and then we take them all with us. And then our job is finished. Our job is to come here, to help these people. And when we finish that, we go where we belong, okay? Because we can't just stay here and wait for all the babies to grow up. And because once they grow up, we grow higher, understand? Before we go to a different degree. If our sister and brother is in the kindergarten, we can't just sit in the kindergarten at 15 years of age and wait for our brother to grow up in order to go to college together. Understand? We have to leave the kindergarten. Doesn't matter how much we love our brothers and sisters, we have to do our business. Understand? That's it. Therefore, we practice the Guanyin method. We take care of our brothers and sisters while we are here. But we have to go on to the higher kingdom, because that's the law of evolution. If we can't stop here, Even if you want to stay in the kindergarten at the age of 15, the teacher won't let you. Your parents won't let you. And even the small brother and sister won't let you, because you can't play with them. You feel bored, and then you don't play with them, and you're so high, and they don't like it. Understand? It's all different. Therefore, after practicing Kuan Yin method, if we want to truly stay here, we just have to be teacher. We can't just be ignorant person like before and playing fool with people, even though we want to. Therefore, it is natural that practicing Kuan Yin method, we have to go to heaven, whether we want it or not. Understand what I mean? So don't say that we don't love the people on the earth, or why do we leave them and all that. No, it's a natural process. Therefore, you see, that explains why beings like Jesus, Buddha, or other highly developed souls, when they stay on earth, they sometimes are hated by the earthians. Understand? And they try to harm them, because they're so different from them, even though they don't pretend to be, or they try very hard to hide themselves, to hide their qualities of goodness. But because other people who are attracted to their goodness and who recognize their goodness and worship them, praise them, and come to them and beg for the teaching, therefore it arouses the jealousy of other group who doesn't recognize that goodness in his teacher because they're jealous. Understand what I mean? Yes, of course, that's the different things. Even though we all know that all the teachers only do good to mankind, sacrifice everything they have in order to lead mankind back to their glory, to their kingdom of God. I teach people to do good things, but still, people still are jealous of them. And we can't understand why, but it is like that. Because we shouldn't stay here. The one who come here are the one who risking themselves. Yeah. They're making a dangerous adventure. They risk their safety to come to this world to teach the people. Understand? To lead the people back home. They do not belong here. And everyone will smell the difference. Doesn't matter how hard they hide it. Yes, but at least, from the outer appearance, sometimes they could hide it for a while. If they can pass by quickly, then no one will notice. If they stay long enough, they will smell it, understand? And they will come around and look for it. Yes. For example, if we put a flower, right, hidden in a closet, even then we smell it, right? And then people will say, strange, I get some beautiful smell, so a fragrance. They will come and search for it, and then eventually they will find it. But if we just bring the flower along, just pass by with the flower, even though they smell it, they say, strange, suddenly they have a beautiful smell, how come? But then they had no time, understand? Because we cover it in a box, or we cover it with paper or anything. And then even though they smell the flowers, they had no time to look for it. They can't. That doesn't react quick enough, you understand? By the time they react or discover there's some beautiful smell in the room, we're gone with the flowers, understand? That's the difference. Therefore, of course, covering yourself, and hiding your Buddha nature with the body or with anything. It helps, yeah? Yeah. So it's just what we are accustomed to. That is all, yeah? It's not the outer appearance. It's really so important to us, the practitioner. It's just that whatever circumstance demand, we just do it, right? So the last sentence is that if you want to be a child and be a child with him, if you want to act strangely with him, if you want to be reckless with him, then you can reach him and bring him back to his senses. Okay. This is someone who who has to be the tutor of the prince. And the prince's nature is violent. Therefore, he has to be flexible and go around with him, yeah, and win his trust and friendship, and then slowly change him. Because this is a very dangerous situation. He can't even go. If the teacher even refuses to teach the prince, he's in danger also. Therefore, he has to do it and do it in a wise way. Remember the story I told you about a man who took off his clothes and became like the chicken with a kind of a prince and eating on the floor? Yeah. And then slowly he said to the prince, yeah, I'm also a turkey or chicken, yeah. And then he eat on the floor with the prince also. And he also went around naked and crawling around. So the prince saw, oh, here come another chicken. It's fine. So he has friends, so he trusts him. Because before that, everybody criticized the prince, tried to force him to put on clothes, tried to force him to sit on the table and eat him properly with knife and fork and all that. Yeah. So the prince was fed up with everyone and never wanted to listen to them. But the old man, he knew man's psychology. So he took off his clothes also, went naked and crawled on the floor with the prince, picked up the things with him, and then gained his confidence. Because here, another one looked like me, so he can't want anything from me, and he can't force me to do anything because he's just same with me. So he was so happy and go along with him. And later on, the old man put on a shirt and said, why shouldn't we chickens have a shirt? Yeah. Just for fun, okay? No. So he put on a shirt, and the prince also do the same because he trusts him, has confidence in him. So after a while, then the man put on the pen and said, why shouldn't we chicken have pens? Fun, why don't we try it? And so he put on pens, and the prince also put on the pens. And after some time, the old man said, why don't we sit on the table? Why shouldn't we chicken have glamour and sit on the table and be dignified? So he sat on the table, and the prince also followed suit and slowly gained his normalcy. Therefore, the man was not crazy. He was in absolute normal state of mind, but because he wants to rescue the prince, who is a little bit disturbed, and then forgot his dignity, for he wants to help him to regain his dignity as human being and as the top of the nation. Therefore, he has to even put aside his own dignity, you see, and take off all the clothes and acting strangely, crawling on the ground like that. It's only a parable. It might not be a true story. But this story only demonstrates to us how a teacher sometimes uses various methods and look like us and accompany our level and slowly bring us back to our glory. Yes. If we truly trust the teacher, we will discover, understand the teacher's good intention. And because the teacher might look the same like us, yeah, so we gain confidence and trust, and then whatever the teacher say, we will listen. And this is all. If our wisdom is a little bit low, then we will judge only the outer action and appearance, and we do not appreciate the great teaching from the teacher, then we will lose. We lose the precious opportunity. So, similarly, when we go outside, we treat people in the same manner. Try to be with them, but not lose ourselves because of them. Not be influenced by them, but do not act too domineering or overwhelmingly virtuous, obtrusively righteous, that people feel uncomfortable. That's why sometimes we are very upset, we are very frustrated, because people don't listen to us. Of course they don't want to. When we come in with the air of righteousness and I'm better than thou attitude, people scare away. Yeah? I would have conversed with them as friends or as, you know, ambassador of peace. We can talk, we can exchange opinion, it's all right. Religious matter shouldn't be like that. Huh? It shouldn't be possessiveness. It shouldn't be over domineering and scare people away. Yeah? So even though you are very enthusiastic about our path and you have a lot of experiences and you are very happy about it, but take it easy. Practice for a while. First, calm yourself down from all your excitement and change a little bit of our overactive and aggressive behavior first, and then when we talk to people very friendly and naturally, people will listen. If we try to convert the whole world into Guan Yin method right away, they all run away. Okay, so thank you very much. Yeah.
Body, we have so-called chakra. Is it our spiritual center?
Yes, that's right.
All the chakras.
Yes. The different chakras. Chakras means spiritual center. That's correctly. And we meditate on the higher chakra. Okay? You can meditate on different other chakra, like throat chakra, heart chakra, etc. Huh? But they're not so efficient. Yes.
We have a subconscious and a conscious. So when we say we get in touch with the inner master, is it we are trying to tap the superconscious level?
Yes. That's right. The superconscious, the supreme conscious level. Yes, yes. That is our master. Yeah.
And is it true that we are connected to the cosmic energy?
Sure.
It's the same.
Yes, the same. The same. Sometimes some master expresses different. Verbal explanation is the same, yes.
Hey, one question, Master.
About your aspire to be flexible with everybody, I think it's very dangerous for us, Master, because we are very weak.
Mm. Don't look down upon yourself.
We don't have enough power, because this world is manya and Satan.
No, it's not that bad. Yeah. Just a playground.
1% of us, and we try our best. For example, if we...
To maintain good, right?
Yeah, if we got the children, Master, if we let them to play with the bad element, what happened for them?
If you are in a position to deal with people, you know, if you have to do it, then you try to remain. Balance, understand? Remain within yourself and not to lose yourself outside. I don't say you have to go out and look for trouble and try to teach everybody and mingle with other people. No, I suppose you have to be. Understand? For example, this man, he is forced to be the teacher of the prince. Therefore, he has to do it. Not that we go out and look for trouble. Therefore, I say practice first. Calm yourself, enjoy yourself. And if God wants to use us in any circumstances, do it without fear, understand? You have to remember God all the time, I mean your own greatest power, wisdom. Remember your inner master, and in dealing with all people, you'll be no harm. You'll be in no harm, yeah? That's all. But I don't say you have to do it. Don't go to discotheque every night and trying to remain above the, you know? The smoke and thing like that, even the smoke alone will make you trouble. Never mind.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide.
Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone.
Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions.
Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing.
Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
But if you have to be in such circumstances, or in any way at all, yeah, just remain centered. And then do what is required at that moment. Yeah, don't push your children into the bad company. Of course, if you can avoid it, but you can't avoid it sometimes. Understand? In that case, yeah, teach your children to remember the inner master, yeah? Or you yourself do whatever necessary at that moment, or whatever you can afford to do. If you can't, then stop it, it's all right. If you feel you will be affected by it, then stop it, it's all right. Say, I can't do it, then go home, okay? Mm. But if you can do it, it's all right. You know what you're doing, it's all right. You know your purpose, understand? Yes. Mm. For example, if you go out, you are strong already, very strong in yourself, you grow up already, and you take the children into the park where they can do the seesaw, slide and all that. Maybe you do with them, maybe you don't, but you will not be affected, right? You will not have a desire to do it all day long like the children. No, you do it now and again, it's all right. Understand? You will not grow smaller and become a child again. That is what I mean, okay? Mm. But you don't have to go out and look for all the children and always take them to the park in order to prove to yourself that you are an adult. That's what I mean, okay? Yeah. Don't worry, you always have the inner master with you. If you truly remember the inner master, that protects you from everything, okay? Yeah, don't worry. If you have to do things, do it, okay?
What I want to ask is that I've been meditating for about 1 year. I want to know what the significance of the lotus.
You see, sometimes people have doubts about the religious differences, right? Now, when you see the lotus, just to let you know that Buddhist, Muslim, okay, same, all right? Because actually you should see the moon or Allah, but you see Buddhist lotus. So therefore, this just to clear some doubt in your mind about differences between religions. Just to assure you that what I tell you is the truth, that all religions point to the same thing and worship the same Almighty God, yeah? And therefore also in the same center you see it again, just to make sure you understand this message. Whenever you think of me, if you truly sincere, you see me in your home. Not only in dreams, sometimes you open your eyes and you can see. Just to let you know that I and you are one and we are always everywhere. We are not confined to the body alone. And in that stage, which you will reach after effort of meditation for years or sometimes months, you will reach that stage too, which you can be at home everywhere. You'll be only present, yes. So you don't need the body to spread sometimes your message. But because your disciples or other people, they're still in the flesh, so they want to see you in the flesh, and they can touch you and see you and listen to you and talk to you.
Therefore, we need a body. Okay? All right.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your jubilant company for Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled The Best Way to Treat Each Other on Words of Wisdom. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is coming up next on Supreme Master Television after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. May your life be graced abundantly with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.